You are listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
This network is supported by our listeners. You can become a supporting member by going to archpodnet.com/members and signing up. As a supporting member, you have access to high-quality downloads of each show and a discount at our future online store and access to show hosts on a members-only Slack team. For professional members, we'll have training shows and other special content offered throughout the year. Once again, go to archpodnet.com/members to support the network and get some great extras and swag in the process. That's archpodnet.com/members.
This is episode 218 for the 6th of August, 2017.
I'm Chris Webster, and on today's episode, the story of Stone Mother from the Pyramid Lake Paiute Tribe, Nevada. One day, the father of all Indians came to this area and lived on a mountain near Stillwater. It is said that he was created near Reese River. He was a very great and good man. He was very lonesome and wished he had someone to keep him company. One day, much later, woman heard about man. She was married to Bear. She wished that someday she might see man, and this made Bear very jealous. One day, woman and Bear had a fight. They fought for a long time, and finally she knocked him down and killed him with a club. She decided to leave the country and go north in search of man. She had many interesting experiences on her trip. Even today, her footprints can be seen along Mono Lake. Near Urington, she fought a giant who tried to eat her. She managed to kill him, and his body turned to stone, where it can also be seen today. She arrived at Stillwater Mountain at last. There, she saw man who was so handsome. She hid from him in fear for he might leave. One day, as man was walking around, he saw woman's tracks. He started to look for her and called out, saying that he knew she was around. At last, she came out from hiding. She was nervous and very tired from her trip. He noticed this and spoke to her kindly. He asked her to go with him to his camp, where he would give her food. She meekly followed him. After they finished eating, man asked woman to stay with him. That night, she stayed near the fire. The next night, she slept by the door. Each night, she moved a little closer. On the fifth night, they were married. They had many children. Their firstborn was a boy who was very mean. He was always causing trouble among the other children. One day, when they were fighting, the father called the children together to talk to them. He told them that if they continued to fight, he would have to separate them. They started fighting before he finished talking. Man became very angry. He stopped them and said, "I'm going to separate you now. I shall go up to my home in the sky. When you die, you will come up to me. All you have to do is follow the dusty road," pointing to the Milky Way. "You will reach my home, where I shall be waiting. Someday, I hope that you all come to your senses and live together in peace." Slowly, he called the oldest boy and gave him one of the girls. He sent them west. They became the Pitt Rivers. The other children, who were peaceful, he kept at home. He told them that they were to take good care of their mother, whom he was leaving with them. They became the Paiutes. Then he went up into the mountains, then up into the sky. The Paiutes grew into a strong tribe, but woman still grieved for her other children. Woman was so sad that she began to cry bitterly. She missed her other children very much. She cried more and more each day. One day, she decided to sit near a mountain where she could look toward Pitt River country. She sat there day after day crying. Her tears fell so fast that they formed a great lake beneath her. This became Pyramid Lake. She sat so long that she turned to stone. There, she remained to this day, sitting on the eastern shore of Pyramid Lake with her basket by her side. The Kiyodokodo, Pyramid Lake Paiutes, call her Stone Mother. And that was from the Pyramid Lake Paiute Tribe. References in the show notes.
That's it for this episode of ARC 365. Please share this episode on your social media sites so others can have fun and learn about archaeology too. Please consider a donation to ARC 365 by sponsoring an episode for just $35. You can find the sponsor page at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com/sponsor-ARC-365. Thanks and have a great 2017 with the Archaeology Podcast Network. The song Storm Diggin' was written, performed, and recorded by Steve Webster. This show is produced by Chris Webster and Tristan Boyle.
And edited by Richie Cruz.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.